either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل عسى الله أن يأتيني بهم جميعا إنه هو العليم الحكيم صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, inshallah, just to continue from our last session, when the sons had informed Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam with regards to what had happened and that Yusuf alayhi salam had detained Binyamin, obviously he was not aware of the fact that the minister in Egypt is his own son, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And so Khair, when this news was given to him, as a father, he rebuked his sons, told them off. He was actually very tired of the stories that they were giving him. The lame excuses that they gave to him all the time. When Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was missing, they came with an excuse. Now Binyamin. And so he said, قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا Your souls, just to paraphrase this, what he was trying to say is that this is something that your souls, your mind has concocted, that you are making this up. And the reason why he was angry is because as brothers and being children to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, what he said to them, how can Binyamin be a thief just because one item of the king was found in his baggage? So Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam is telling the children that you should have sided with your brother Binyamin and you should have fought his case. But on the contrary, what you did is that you reaffirmed that he is guilty, and you also put false allegations on his brother Yusuf alayhi salam, that this is what Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did before. So the father said, how is it possible, just because you find something in someone's bag, that he is the one who has committed this theft? So Yaqub alayhi salam was a Nabi of Allah. And he said, بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا You know, you people are very, very gullible. And you should have explained to the minister that there is every possibility that someone might have put this in his baggage. And after all, what would Binyamin want to do with one item, a cup that belongs to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when the minister has been so honorable with the family of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam? So all of these things were in your favor. But you gave up. You did not show any support to your brother Binyamin. And now he is detained. And now he is not with you. And so after telling of the children, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam said, what can we do now anyway? Egypt is far, we are in Canaan, all of you are here, Binyamin is not here. So what is the solution? Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Now what I am going to do is I am going to turn to my Allah and I will do sabr. And Allah says, sabr which is jameel, sabr which is extremely very, very beautiful. Now what is sabrun jameel? You will find many people today that when they go through difficulty, pain, trauma in life, some kind of an anguish, some suffering that they go through, they will say that, okay, you know what, I'm doing sabr. But in reality, they don't do sabr. They want to also complain. And 20, 30, 40% of the times you will see that they will want to complain to others of their difficulty. But they will disguise their situation as such that we are doing sabr. So that is not sabre jameel. Sabr means that immediately, if you want to do sabr for the sake of Allah, is that you are quiet now, you leave everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you don't utter anything, you don't talk about this. That is called sabr. And this is the sabr that we see that was given to Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. So sabr means patience, to persevere, to be steadfast. Subhanallah. All of these very beautiful, important qualities that are in a Nabi. And in fact, when we look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the names of other messengers who were fortified with this quality and this function. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَيُّوب إِذْنَادَ رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الدُّرْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And also remember my Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. He was ill. A disease that had affected outwardly also. The entire skin was affected by the disease. And he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Anni massaniya ad-dur, ya Allah, this illness has touched me. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And so when you make dua, some of the ulama have mentioned, أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ is Isme Azam. What is it? Isme Azam. Those names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that by calling Allah with this name, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua. So that is why when you make dua also, make sure you make an entry of certain words, and one of the names of Allah should be Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Arhamar Rahimin. So he says, Ya Allah, you are Arhamar Rahimin. Fastajabna lahu. And Allah accepted his dua. And then later on in the verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وإسماعيل وإدريس وذو الكفل كل من الصابرين. Also إسماعيل عليه السلام, إدريس عليه السلام, ذو الكفل. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of these Nabi were from amongst the Sabirin. And so this ni'mat, this blessing of being calm, calm and to show patience, mashallah, to take control of yourself, not to allow the negative energy to break ties or to break the relationship that is there. This is extremely difficult. But anyone who can take control of that, Most certainly he is very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we see in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making reference to this, that Ya'qub alayhi salatu wa salam went through such difficulty, but what does he say? Fasabrun jameel. I will just do sabr. I rest my case and I leave everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he says something, and he says, Asallahu an ya'tiyani bihim jami'a. You know, there's every possibility, who knows, Allah can change everything for me, and all of my children will return back to me. Who knows? Here, the Mufassireen have mentioned that we see the character of a Nabi. Despite all the difficulty that came to this Nabi, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him, not for a moment did he lose hope in the mercy of Allah. And so this is something very, very important, that no matter what happens, a person should never ever lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Difficulties can come, difficulties will go. And remember, difficulties are only in this dunya. The minute you depart from this dunya, inshaAllah, there is no difficulty for you. Allah's Nabi has said, "Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min." Allah has made this dunya like a prison for the believers, but wa jannatul kafir, and for the disbelievers, this is Jannah. And if you take this dunya as Jannah, then in the hereafter there is Jahannam for you. And so with Iman in the hereafter, there is no difficulty, inshaAllah ta'ala. So these are things to be taken in, that a person needs to be very, very positive in life. Like Ya'qub alayhi salatu was salam. One son went, didn't come back. Second son went, didn't come back. Third son went, didn't come back. All the stories were given to him. But what is he saying? Who knows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change everything for me. So alhamdulillah, any kind of difficulty that a person is going through, then he must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change his situation. And then what did Ya'qub alayhi salam do? وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ. He was a bit angry and he moved away from his sons. وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ. And he turned away from them. And in his own words he said, وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَى عَلَى يُوسُفْ. Now the father is remembering Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And he is saying that my grief is upon my son Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now scholars have mentioned that here Binyamin is missing. Why is he remembering Yusuf alayhi salam? Scholars have mentioned that sometimes when you go through one level of pain, then the mind will also remind you of all the difficulties of the past. So here, as he is missing Binyamin, he is also remembering his son Yusuf alayhi salam. So he's saying, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf, my afsos. You know, my grief is upon my son Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. Now here again, scholars have mentioned that no Nabi has ever mentioned this tasbih and this kalima, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Imam Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that this very powerful tasbih has been given only to this ummah. Alladhina idha asabathum musiba. Allah says that any kind of difficulty that touches you, qalu, then you must say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This tasbih is only given to the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This tasbih was not given to anyone else. So alhamdulillah, as believers, we should always remember that in any kind of difficulty, the first thing we say is, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi rajiun, inna lillah. Sometimes we feel that only at the time of death we are to read this tasbih. Ulama have mentioned that is not the case. Any kind of difficulty. You have lost something, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. You see something, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. You hear something, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. But here, Yaqub alayhi salam did not utter, inna lillahi. He said, ya asafa, I'm doing afsos. High afsos upon my son, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. Why? Because his sharia was well before. And in his sharia, there was no inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then the Quran describes, وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ قَظِيمٌ. That it was so difficult for Ya'qub alayhi salam to believe what the brothers were saying, and that for the false allegations that Binyamin would commit theft, that Binyamin could steal. And then the Quran says that one of the eyes had become white due to grief. Huzan means grief. Fahuwa kadhim. And he was hiding the sorrow that was inside him. And so due to this difficulty, what happens is that one of his eyes also became weak. Ulama have mentioned that this is telling us that sometimes when a person goes through difficulty in this dunya, in this world, then this will also affect his physical health. This will affect his physical health. No offense to our mothers and sisters that are at home and or downstairs listening. Really no offense. But there is one hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi has said that the best gift that can be given to a man in this dunya is a beautiful wife. The best possession for a man in this dunya, it's not his beautiful car, your beautiful house, your beautiful job. You know, everything of this dunya is nothing compared to a very lovely, beautiful, understanding woman that Allah gives you. That is the best ni'mat you can have. We see this in Bibi Khadijatul Kubra. We see this in the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat. And so, to have an understanding and to maintain a relationship, that is a challenge. And Allah's Nabi said that for that person who is given the wrong woman in this dunya, as in a lady who is very, very harsh, then Allah's Nabi has said, it will turn his black hair into white hair very quickly. It will turn his black hair into white hair very, very quickly. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so, of course, my respected brothers and elders, anxiety, difficulty, pain in this world, it's not easy to cope. But that is why we see Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam doing sabr. Now, some of you might be wondering that why would a father who is a Nabi, who loves his son so much that it is affecting him, when Allah says in the Quran, innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna, that your wealth and your children are fitna. But this is not the fitna of Urdu. Fitnatun also in the Arabic language means a test. A person will be tested by his children, and a person will be tested by money, wealth. So money is also something that you will be tested by, and by your children you will also be tested. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, his love for Yusuf alayhi salam was on the basis of deen. On the basis of deen. And when you have love for your children on the basis of their religion, of their deen, then this love is completely jais. It's like somebody who has love for a sheikh, for a scholar, or for a wali of Allah, that's absolutely fine. Now Ya'qub alayhi salam knew, because he comes from a family of prophets, that his father was a prophet, and his father was a prophet. And so he knew that it is the mercy of Allah that this line will continue. So there was great concern for Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, because he could see in him the signs of nabuwat. That Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam will also be a Nabi of Allah. And that is why this was the difficulty that Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam was actually going through. So he was doing a lot of afsos. A lot of afsos. And the eyes went also very, very weak. So one eye went white. So scholars have mentioned white here means that he could not see with the eyes properly. And so everything that Allah gives us is an amanat. But deen and shariat is such a mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed his Nabi to give basharat to this ummah, to the people of this ummah, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away the eyesight of someone in this world, you know, that's not easy, brothers, you know, to lose your sight. And if a person does sabr, if a person does sabr, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when Allah has taken the two kareems, two things that are very, very honorable, then in the hereafter, that person immediately gets a place in Jannah. A very high place in Jannah. Why? Because it is dunya that you see with your eyes, and if you were tested and if you could not see, then subhanallah, immediately it seems the ulama say, if he has departed with iman, then his hisab is very easy, and his entry into Jannah is also very, very easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that alhamdulillah we understand these verses of the Quran and how difficult it was for Hazrat Ya'qub alayhi salatu wa salam. Now in the last session, I did explain the science of tafweez in Islam, which is very, very important for brothers to understand. You will find in many cultures and many societies that people don't actually know how to cope in a difficult situation, and what they do is they commit suicide. They commit suicide. Subhanallah. I know of someone who was telling me that there was a person who had loved a person so much that that person wanted to show his love for that person. So he wrote that love in his own blood and he gave it to that person in a letter. That is how much I love you. Are you right? You are cutting yourself. For what reason? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you everything. Actually in this world, my respected brothers and elders, loving anything else besides Allah is a waste of time. Is a waste of time. But that person who is in love with Allah, he is the most intelligent. Now, because of your love for Allah, you love your parents, your children, your wife, your neighbors and everybody, your friends. That is because of the love that you already have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the foundation is the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so tafweez, what does that mean? What does tafweez mean? Anybody remember what we said last time? Ji? Give what to Allah Pak? Resigning your affairs to the decisions of Allah. What are you doing? You are resigning your affairs. Whatever happens to you, you are giving that to who? All of your affairs are directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has this attitude, his life will become pain-free. His life will become enjoyable. Anything that happens to him, you know, he had an accident. All the people around him will say, oh, what happened? This happened, that happened. And this person who's got iman, he'll say, ma qaddar Allah, you know, whatever Allah wanted happened. How beautiful is that? Who can say that? Look at this statement that comes out. Ma qaddar Allah. You know, whatever Allah wills happens. You know, it is the will of Allah. Who can stop the will of Allah? It happened. You lose something. Ma qaddar Allah. Subhanallah. We turn to Allah. You know what? This was something. And this is what Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un is teaching you. That you are an amanat of Allah. You are a trust that belongs to Allah, and you will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this tafweez is something very, very important. Now with this tafweez, there is one other very important lesson in the hadith, which is part of tafweez for us to understand. So that alhamdulillah we can cope with any situation in this world. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said something very, very beautiful. He said, لَيْسَ الْغِنَىٰ عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرْضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَىٰ غِنَى النَّفْسِ. Richness is not by, you know, excessiveness of worldly merchandise or of worldly commodity or money. So you have a lot of money. Or you have things of this dunya, and mashallah, you feel that I've got so much of this dunya. I have 10 factories, I have, you know, 20 houses that I own, and I have this much of shops and this much of wealth. And so all of these things that you own, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, richness is not excessiveness in what you possess, in what you own. You know, this worldly merchandise, worldly commodities and things like that. No. He said, richness is the richness of the heart. A lot of people today suffer and are in this mode of depression. Why? Because they are in this rat race. If you look at our youth, oh, my friends got iPhone, is it 11 now, isn't it? iPhone 11. My friend's got iPhone 11. I've got iPhone 8. Now, every year, iPhone 8, iPhone 9, iPhone 10. Now, the other friend has got this number of iPhone. He has got no money. But now he is thinking, you know what, I need an upgrade. I need an upgrade. Allahu Akbar. He's not content. And this is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. Many people in this dunya suffer because they themselves want to suffer. Richness is not about, you know, acquiring everything of this dunya. Richness is richness of the heart. Ghina nafs. That inside you are content with whatever Allah has given you. So when a person is in this habit that, you know what, I'm staying in a terraced house. It's a small house. And there's no pantry, there's, you know, the kitchen is small. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I am very happy. That is called ghina nafs. Now you will find so many people in this dunya, that they will see, oh, you see, so and so person is living there and he has bought a house there. Now this person hasn't even got the money. He will go to the bank or he will borrow money and he will do things just to bring his status a bit high. And now what happens? Repayment is difficulty. He owes people money. All of a sudden things don't work out well. Sleepless nights. Now he is suffering and suffering and suffering. But why did you have to suffer in the first place? Why? So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, tafweez, that you put everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time, controlling your greed is something very, very important. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we look at his seerah, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam were, what we would call today tops, right at the top. Today we can't even imagine how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would live. We can't even imagine that, wallahi, my respected brothers. And so if a lady today is getting married, she will buy a gown for one day. For one day. £1,500. How much is that wedding gown? £1,500. When my daughter got married, I thought in my mind that, chalo yaar, it's a shadi, chalo, £100, £200. Was I living in Alice in the Wonderland? Oh, I had to go shopping more too. Hafiz Sulaiman doesn't tell me a lot of things nowadays. And what is happening in the market? Allahu Akbar, talk about business. Ek ek gown, kitna hota hai? 1500, 2000, 3000 pound. Oh, for one night. Bas. When is she going to wear that gown? Subhanallah al-Azim, my respected brothers and elders, think about it. And for a person to be content with what he has, you'll find women are not content. They are not content. They've got 50 dresses in the cupboard, but they are not happy. They've got 50 handbags, but they are not happy. Subhanallah. Hamesha. And you'll find men also. I'm driving this car, and next year I need an upgrade. I need to do this. I'll pay more. It's okay. It's fine. Every 2-3 years, I want to change the carpet, every wallpaper, decoration. You've got the money, but that doesn't mean that you've got the money, so you do all this. Khamukha, why? Be content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And if we are content, and contentment is in the heart, you will see, mashallah, everything will be easy for people. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his Asr Salah. Of course, his lifestyle was very different. I'm not saying in this world that you people listen and you throw everything out of your house. Unfortunately, sometimes when people listen to the bayan, they energize and they listen things, and then what they do is they make amal, but not in the right way. Allah's Nabi, after Asr Salah, went straight in his room. Sahaba was scared. What happened? Allah ke Rasul itne jaldi kyun gaye? Why did he go in the room? And then he came out, Sahaba were looking at him. He says, you people are looking at me wondering why did I go so quickly into my room. He says, after namaz, I remembered that someone had given me one piece of gold. Someone had given me one piece of gold. It was Asr time. And I remembered, I quickly wanted to give this one piece of gold in the path of Allah, and I did not even want one night to come over me that I have this piece of gold with me. Oh, look at the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the greatest human being. Talk about contentment. And you know what? When you look at his lifestyle, because he wanted to show people that greed will take you nowhere. And Allah's Nabi, subhanallah, zero level of greed in Anbiya. Even those that were his family, he wanted them to be at that level. One day he came to the house of Bibi Fatima. And he saw that where the door is, there was this cloth that was hanging. A material that was hanging. Nice material that was overlapping the door. So it was actually half covering the door. Imagine the father, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is going with an intention to meet the daughter. So he goes to the house and he stops and he looks at the cloth, the material that is there. Now Bibi Fatima from inside could see the presence of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but then Allah's Nabi immediately turned away from the house and went back. She was disturbed. She thought that maybe Allah's Nabi has gone, maybe he remembered something. But when Hazrat Ali came, she said to him, Ali, you know what? My father came and then he went away. I'm scared. I don't know the reason why. So Hazrat Ali went to ask Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, you came to your house, your daughter's house. You didn't come inside. Look at the answer of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at where we are and look at the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know what he said? He said, I didn't enter the house because I didn't want to see dunya for my daughter. What? I didn't want dunya for my daughter. So Hazrat Ali said, which dunya? He says, that cloth that is hanging. Can you imagine? The cloth that is hanging, that is too much for my daughter, for dunya, that is too much for her. Oh, look at the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at that Nabi. And so Hazrat Ali says, O Nabi of Allah, what do you want us to do? He says, go to Fatima and tell her that she must give this material and this cloth to so and so person who is in need. But she does not require that. She does not require that. And today, my respected brothers, what we don't understand, greed has taken everything from us. That is why a lot of people are very rich, but still they are unhappy. They are rich, but they are unhappy. Why are you unhappy when you have got wealth? And you will find poor people, subhanallah, that they've got nothing of this dunya, but they are still also unhappy. You know why? Because they are also people of greed. What are they? They haven't got ginan nafs. They haven't got the contentment of the heart. Whatever you have, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has summarized this in the most beautiful way. He said, one must remember that in this dunya, you only own three things. Hadith is in every hadith kitab. You only own how many things? Three things. Bas. Ma akalta, what you have eaten, for afnaita, and you have digested. But that food that has gone in your stomach, that is your possession. Tumne khana kha liya, the food you have eaten, you can say that this is in my possession, it's gone inside me, digested. Aw labista fa ablayta, and the clothes that you are wearing, and you are going to worn them out. You are going to worn your clothes out. The clothes that are on your body at this minute is what is in your possession. And then he said, the money that you have given in the path of Allah, that is also in your possession. وَمَا سِوَى ذَٰلِكَ وَمَا سِوَى ذَٰلِكَ فَهُوَ ذَاهِبٌ. You know, everything besides these three things is nothing in your possession. It's not you. This is the reality of this dunya, my respected brothers and elders. This clock that is ticking can stop any time, and you end up in the grave, you take nothing with you. All the dreams are shattered. And so life must be made very, very easy. Life must be made very, very easy. If of course Allah gives it to you, do shukr. There is no harm. There is no harm in luxury if Allah gives it to you. But everything with contentment. You know, the contentment of the heart is very, very important. There is one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that is just amazing. He said, Ibn Adam, the son of Adam, there is this disease in him, greed, which does not allow him to be happy in this world. And Allah's Nabi says, if he was given two valleys filled with gold. How many valleys? Two valleys filled with gold. He will still desire for a third valley of gold. This is the greed that is inside him. Today we can't even picture a valley filled with gold. You know why? Because who owns a valley filled with gold today? We don't know that. Gold is measured by ounce. You know, one nugget, one, subhanallah, one bar of gold that you have. Subhanallah, one room that is filled with gold. Imagine. But then imagine Allah's Nabi is saying one entire valley between two mountains that is filled with gold and you are the owner of it. Such is the greed in a human being that he will desire that, can I have another one? Somewhere along the line, a person needs to put a full stop. But take it easy, alhamdulillah. And what does Allah's Nabi say? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, you know, the cavity that will fill his body up then, the emptiness that is there because his desire will be the soil that will fill his grave. Only then he will stop his greed. So alhamdulillah, as Muslims, people of Iman, we should be trained. Alhamdulillah, there is no issue with wealth. And let me end with this hadith, which will give you a clear understanding in which category every one of us we are in, the Imam and the Muqtadis. One hadith, which is in Tirmizi Sharif, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are four types of people. How many types of people? Four types of people. One is that person who Allah has given wealth. With wealth, Allah has given him understanding. Allah has given him a lot of wealth and Allah has given him a lot of understanding of deen. My respected brothers, a lot of you must be tired. But subhanallah, your tiredness, the fatigue you feel, the qurbani that you give, and for you to come and to listen to the Quran, wallahi, my respected brothers and elders, you know what that is? That is foundation for your iman. What is it? Foundation for your iman. You are cementing your iman. Because when the final day comes, when shaitan is there trying to blow out the noor of iman, you will see the barakat of these ayats and these majalis coming out, and it will shelter your iman. This is so important. This is what educates you. This is what actually gives you an understanding. And so, a man who has got, subhanallah, a lot of wealth, and also understanding of deen. Now, because he's got understanding of deen, he will avoid greed, he will not hoard wealth, he will be a man of taqwa. So his earnings will be halal, and the money that he earns, he will also understand that from my money, this much money has to go in the path of Allah. So because of his deen, he is also giving that money in the path of Allah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this man is the best from all of humanity, all of the people. That he's got wealth and he's got knowledge. So he knows how to deal with the wealth that comes. Then there is another man. Another man has got no wealth but understanding. Batsamay, the second person has got no wealth, but he's got understanding. Now the second person, what does he say? He says, Bari Ta'ala, I haven't got money, but if I had money, I would be showing the same generosity like that first person. Like that first person. If I had money, I would give in the path of Allah. Because he's got knowledge, he's saying that, I would do this and I would do that, but I haven't got it. But if I had, I would do that. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this second person is also at the same level with the first. Why did he say that? As a mercy for the ummah. There are so many people today in this world that we may not have wealth, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, even if you don't have wealth, make an intention. Bari ta'ala, if you gave me wealth, I would be doing this, I would be doing that, this is what I would do. And by making that positive intention, Allah gives you the same reward. Beautiful. This is the deen of Islam. Then comes the third person. Allah gives him a lot of wealth and Allah gives him no understanding. Allah gives him wealth and Allah gives him no understanding. So what does he do? He is squandering the money. He is hoarding the money. He is showing greed. He is not assisting. He is not helping. And all the money that he has, it is all consumed in the haram channels. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this man is the worst from all three. This man is the worst from all three. Then Allah's Nabi said, the fourth person is that person who has no wealth and no understanding. He has no wealth and no understanding. And what he says, oh, you know what, I wish I had money, I would enjoy like that third person is enjoying. And I would splash money here and there, and I would do this, and I would do that, and I would hoard, and I would be a man of power. Just like when they saw Qarun, the people of this dunya, they said, Ya layta lana mithla ma utiya Qarun. That only if we had what Qarun had. But the people of knowledge, they said to him, you are fools. What are you saying? What Qarun has got. So the fourth person, again he is dreaming that I wish I was like that third person. Allah's Nabi said, number three and number four, both of them are guilty and they will suffer. So Alhamdulillah, my respected brothers and elders, we are people of balance. Obviously today, a human being and how we are, we can't live like how Hazrat Umar was living. We can't live like how Hazrat Abu Bakr was living. These were people at a different level. But what I'm trying to say, my respected brothers and elders, that Alhamdulillah, if Allah gives you wealth, Allah should also bless you with knowledge, then we must do the right distribution. What should we do? And most importantly, contentment of the heart. Whatever Allah has given you, be happy. You know what? A lady is married to a man, and then you say, oh, look at you, I don't like you at all. You know, why are you saying that? Allah has made this man your husband. Love him, look after him. And the same for the husband. The husband now says to the wife, oh, you've become a buddhi now. What have you become? A buddhi now, I don't love you anymore. Why? Why are you? I'm saying all these things because these are the things that you hear. Of course, if you're saying it in a joke and there is an understanding, that's different. But we are not to put anyone down. We are to be content with what Allah Pak has given us. Don't think that that person has got beauty and I haven't got beauty, so I am lower and that I should be like that person. That is why today you will find that the people, the ladies who don't have iman, by the time they are 35 and 40, they go into depression. Why do they go into depression? Because they can't compete with they can't come into competition with age. All the time they were putting lipstick, foundation, coloring, and when you were 20, 25, 30, you were looking very, very pretty. And you would look at yourself and admire yourself. But now, slowly, as you are 35, 40, no matter what you put, your face does not allow you to have what you had before. All of a sudden, they fall into depression. Then they go for operations. A cut here, a cut there, and a cut there, and you know where they do all the cuts. Why? You are not satisfied with yourself. You are not content with what Allah Pak has given you. So contentment of the heart, my respected brothers, is a great ni'mah. And this only comes when you have iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Very quickly, brothers, if you can shut your eyes and just, mashallah, purify the heart. دل کی صفائی بھی بہت ضروری ہے اور اس دل کے اندر اللہ کو اللہ کے نام کو داخل کرے انشاءاللہ. الحمد لله رب العالمين. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم. يا الله, all the people that are sitting here, يا الله, the young faces, يا الله, the youth, this young group that is here, يا الله, and everyone that is here, يا الله, except our sitting here, يا الله, by the barakat of this majlis, يا الله, grant us jannatul firdaus. Allah, give us all the barakat of this dunya and the hereafter. Allah, remove every difficulty, every calamity. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove every kind of difficulty. Ya Allah, make us the recipient of Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, everyone that is sitting here, especially only for your pleasure, Ya Allah, open the doors of barakat, open the doors of rizq. Ya Allah, any difficulty that they are facing, the mothers and the sisters, Ya Allah, remove every difficulty, Ya Allah, and keep us smiling all the time, and especially the last day when we depart, Ya Allah, be pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi wa ahli bayti ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Just do it.